Minute, as promised, we are joined by a mogul, an award-winning actor, director, producer, music icon, member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Films include Boys in the Hood, Friday, Three Kings, and Barbershop. Plus, he is the co-founder of the Big Three League. Week three of the Big Three takes place tonight at Oracle Arena in Oakland. You can watch it live at 7 p.m. Eastern on Facebook and at 8 p.m. Eastern on Fox. Ice Cube is my guest. Cube, good morning. What's up? How are you?
Yo, what up, man? How you doing?
Good, good, Cube. I mentioned you're in Oakland with the Big Three tonight, so let me start right there. Now that LeBron is a Laker, do you feel like you're going into Oakland, home of the Warriors, with a little more swagger, a little more bounce in your step?
Yeah, without a doubt. You know what I mean? We don't have to just get beat down. You know, we are contenders, so to speak. We just got to put it together. And, you know, to be honest, the Lakers did pretty good against the Warriors last year, you know, without LeBron. So I think, you know, we're going to be some formative opponents.
Ice Cube joining us. You know, Cube, it seems to me a lot of guys might be kind of scared or uncomfortable with being a Laker because, you know, it carries a lot of pressure, a lot of responsibility. So what's it say about Bron that he wants that challenge and he wants that responsibility?
I think it's great. You know, he's been part of a great organization when it comes to the Heat, and now to, you know, maybe end his career with a storied franchise like the Lakers, you know, it's only right. You know, it reminds me kind of, you know, Reggie Jackson going to the Yankees, you know, at a certain point and ending his career with a storied franchise, even though he was a champion. So this is great. It's great.
Ice Cube joining us. He's in the Bay Area for the Big Three. We'll talk about that in a minute. Cube, I got to ask you, though. For a long time, there was this thought that Paul George wanted to come home and be a Laker and play for the team that he dreamed of playing for as a kid. And it started to look like that might happen, and he might join up with LeBron in the purple and gold. But instead, he decides to stay in OKC. As a Laker fan, what do you make of that? And do you feel like you're betrayed on any level because of that?
Not at all. You know, he ended up going to OKC after the Pacers. And that's the thing why you don't let a player, you know, when you can get him, you try not to let him go nowhere else because they might get comfortable. They might like it. He might like what he has going with Russell Westbrook. So I don't feel betrayed because he was never a Laker. You know, and some people don't want to play for their hometown because it brings on a whole lot of other distractions that they wouldn't get, you know, out of town. So people have their reasons, man. I ain't going to hold it against you.
I get that, except the one thing was he did say he wanted to play for his hometown. But, you know, he changed his mind. He had a good experience in OKC. And what do we make, Cube, of this report that Kawhi Leonard, this is interesting, what do you make of the report that he really wanted to be a Laker, but now that LeBron's there, he might want to be a Clipper because he doesn't want to play second fiddle to LeBron with the Lakers? I mean, when you hear that, what do you think? Does it make any sense to you that he would pass up a chance to win a ring with the Lakers so he could be the man with the Clippers?
That don't make sense to me. You should go somewhere where you can win. And, you know, his best chance of winning in L.A. is with LeBron James. Now, you want to be the man somewhere, you know, I mean, join the Clippers, I guess. You'll be the man on the Clippers. I don't know what that's going to get you. But, you know, being the man on the Lakers or helping to bring a championship in, you know, if Kobe and Shaq can do it, and Magic and Kareem can do it, LeBron and Kawhi can do it.
Cube, to that point, if LeBron wins a ring or even rings with the Lakers, would anybody even notice Kawhi Leonard and the Clippers are playing in Los Angeles?
No. I mean, nobody notices them now. you know, they, you know, the Clippers, you know, I'm real hard on the Clippers, you know, but they need their own stadium. They need their own everything. And they need to, you know, to kind of get an identity because, you know, ever since they came to L.A., it's always been second fiddle, and that's not going to change.
Talking to Ice Cube. Change. Right. Cube, sorry about that. Let me ask you one last thing. We'll see how it plays out, and we'll see who comes to play with LeBron. Do you think he's going to win a ring or even rings with the Lakers? How do you think that thing ends with him there?
I think we could get a ring, you know, multiple rings. It depends on the players around him. You know, we already know what LeBron is going to do. But, you know, what are the other guys going to do? You know, that's why I think Magic brought in players that wasn't necessarily just going to bow down to how LeBron wanted, but players with their own identity. Because that's what it's going to take. It's going to take players to have their own identity, but to know their role, but to play and not just be a subservient to LeBron, but to actually play how they know how to play.
Cube's joining us. All right, Cube, appreciate your thoughts on all that. Let me ask you about the Big Three. One of the cool aspects of the league is that you're in different cities every single week, which means that every week is a homecoming for some of the guys, either where they grew up or where they played back in the day. As an example, this week is a homecoming for Steven Jackson and Baron Davis, who both played for the Warriors. Do you notice an extra level of intensity when guys are playing in front of their fans?
No doubt. Coutinho was playing in front of Houston fans. And he was laser focused. He did not want to play. I saw the same thing when he went to Philly and played in front of his hometown fans. So, guys, I saw it in Boozer and Nate Robinson in Chicago. So when guys go back to where they played, they want to do well. They want to win the game. They want to get that good feeling, you know, walking out the arena. So you do get a little extra edge from them. And that's cool. That's what it's all about.
You know, it's cool. You mentioned Coutinho. Man, Coutinho is one of my favorites. You've got the great thing about this. I mean, part of this is nostalgia. I mean, you got guys who want to play and want to play hard, and the competitive drive kicks in. But it's just kind of cool to get another look at guys that were so cool back in the day, which I'll get to in a minute. But let me ask you about what's going on tonight. I mean, you've got the slate of games that we'll get to in a minute. But before we get to the legends who are playing tonight, you've got a pair of legends performing before the game tonight. Who's going to be on the mic in Oakland before the games, and how pumped up are you for that?
Yeah, we got him going at halftime. We got okay. Too Short, who, you know, he is one of the godfathers of the Bay Area. And we got E-40, who, you know, he just continues to crank out good music. And, you know, so much dialogue, so much dialect in the rap game is attributed to E-40. So to have these two Bay Area legends, you know, performing at halftime of our games, games 2 and 3, it's you know, to me, that's what the Big Three is all about, the intersection of, you know, great sports and great entertainment and, you know, having fun and seeing some good basketball.
Ice Cube joining us. And then tonight's games, you have the Power, led by, as we mentioned, Coutinho Mobley, Corey Maggette, Cube, who I thought was one of the most explosive athletes I ever saw, Coach Nancy Lieberman. Then you've got Tri-State, led by Amari Stoudemire, Nate Robinson, who you mentioned, Jermaine O'Neal, who I always love talking to and watching play. They're both undefeated. Only one of them will be after tonight. What do you make of the way these two teams have played so far?
To me, these are the two best teams in the league. You know, three-headed monsters, you got to throw them in there. But these two are, you know, this is our premier game of the week. And, you know, great. Both of them are coached great. Both of them execute great. And they all got, you know, great kind of, you know, marquee athletes. So, to me, this is what you watch for, you know, to see guys go at it. And especially undefeated teams that want to stay undefeated.
You're in the Bay Area tonight. Let me ask you this, too, before you go. We've talked in the past about the quality of play in the league and especially the shooting range that some of these guys have, but there's also a certain physicality in the paint. How would you describe how hard guys are going at it under the basket?
Well, you know, from NBA guys that's currently in the NBA, they say it's playoff-level intensity, you know, in the paint or just the play, period. You know, each game is like a playoff game because we only have 8 regular season games. and you only really get to play each other once until you see them in the playoffs. So, you know, guys got to get it in. You don't have time to you know, kind of like, you know, take a rain check or dial it in. You got to really go after and get this victory because every L puts you further and further out the playoffs.
Cube, last thought. I mentioned this on the show earlier in the week. The Big Three has allowed CBD effective June 27th. So effective immediately. What was your thought process going into that, and why do you think that's so important?
Well, a few of our players had mentioned it last season and asked us to really, you know, look into it. And so, you know, we spent, you know, time just really trying to figure out, you know, what it's all about. And once we knew that it was something that wasn't going to, you know, intoxicate our players or give them any kind of enhancement in their performance, then we said this is something we should really think about doing because athletes want it. And, you know, we talk about athletes and how much money they get for playing, but we never talk about or we rarely talk about how much pain they're in from day to day to, you know, make us all cheer and scream and yell. But they're, you know, dealing with a lot of pain. And if it's something on the market that can help them recover and help them feel better, then why not? And you know, I think we're on the right side of history because I think this is the future.
I was going to say, if that's the future, do you think that other pro leagues will see that and follow suit?
They should. And we don't mind, you know, we say that we are changing the game and we're changing it for the better. So, you know, other leagues should look at how we're handling it and maybe take suit, you know, because opioids is not the answer. You know, it's too many side effects. It's very addictive. So we want to do something that's an alternative to what's haven't really been working.
Once again, week three of the Big Three takes place tonight at Oracle Arena in Oakland. You can check that out, 7 p.m. Eastern on Facebook, 8 p.m. Eastern on Fox, the co-founder of the Big Three, Ice Cube, my guest. Cube, great to have you back. Appreciate you in the conversation, as always, Cube. Thanks.
It's always good to talk to you, Jim, man. Thank you so much for helping to promote this league. You know, it's going to take people like you, man, to really get the word out there, and I appreciate it.
Appreciate you, Cube. I appreciate you saying that, and I always like talking to you about the league and anything else. Ice Cube joining us.